Hey, yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne. Welcome to the show. On this episode, I got my homeboy, Ra Diaz. He's a badass bass player. He's got an awesome story. He's from Chile. He's played in the bands, my band, Good Guys in Black, also Suicidal Tendencies. Right now, he's in the band Korn. I'm going to give him a call right now. We're going to see what's going on. Let's do this. Yo, what's up, dude? What are you doing? How you been?
I'm good. I'm in Boston, enjoying my birthday week, turning 40.
Damn, dude, you're like almost vintage.
I know. When you met me, I was 30, I think.
Wait, was that how long? That's been that long?
It's been like...
No, I met you longer
look,
than that.
I moved to the US 2013, and I met you briefly after.
So then I get credit for your career.
I guess, maybe. I moved to the US April 2013, and I think I met you for the first time at the Warped Tour in Ventura, which I'm assuming was that summer.
Was that it? Was that then? Really?
Yeah, unless maybe it was Warped Tour like 2014, but I don't even know if they did a Warped Tour 2014.
Yeah, I'm not sure neither, because they like, anyhow. Yeah, do you remember, man, it's crazy because that was a weird time for me, well, going through stuff musically when we were jamming together. Do you remember when like I was like, you saw me at Loaded and I was so mad at the fact that dudes were flaking on me as a band that I brought a mannequin?
Yeah, I think I have a photo with that mannequin somewhere. Like everybody was taking photos with it.
I was out of my mind, dude. I was like, just trying to figure it. I mean, hey.
But I mean, everybody was kind of, yeah.
It was fun though, you know?
I always enjoyed seeing people just, you can call it like, oh, out of my mind, whatever. But I mean, it's you being you, and that's what makes you special.
Yeah. That was good times.
And I enjoy people like that. I think that's why we got along like right away.
Yeah, we did. We did get along. Yeah, for sure. And that was just a weird time. That was a weird time though, but it was cool. But we met with, so when you started talking to me, it must've been like somewhere at a show. I mean, we met you at Warped Tour, but then it was more like through Solon, I think too, right?
We kept running into each other like at Solon clothing related events.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then I don't know. I don't really remember exactly when it transitioned into like playing together. But somehow it did.
Yeah, well, it's all good, dude. We had fun, dude. You have like such the. What I love most about you is your freaking story, dude. And that's what I wanted to talk a lot about on this podcast. Is that you're from Chile and you followed your freaking dreams, playing bass, and you've gotten to where you got. Dude, how's this ride been?
It's funny because like when I think of it, because I lived the. You know, slow step-by-step transition.
Right.
It doesn't feel as like shocking or whatever as to like other people. Like some people come to me, it's like, dude, your story is so crazy, is that? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I just kind of like, if anything, I was like very patient.
Right.
And hopeful and just stayed positive, you know, the entire time. Like, okay, at some point things are going to start happening, and it did, you know.
Right.
And yeah. it everything led, like, it was like a domino effect, you know. Like I met this person, and then from that person I met this person. It was very like gradual, and you know, you were a part of that, and so to me it feels like a natural transition in a way.
Right.
But when I think of it, it's like, shit, in like 10 years, I did all this stuff and I got to this point when, yeah. You know, there's people that's been here in this country, I guess, for, I don't know, 40 years or 30 years before I even got here and haven't done any of those things.
Right. Well, I think it's also a chemistry of like, a lot of it is, well, first off, it's your ability because you're an amazing bass player, but also too, bro, you're like, it's all about the vibe. You know what I mean? It's all about, you've always had a good vibe, good energy. Like to joke, you're a likable person, and that goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean,
as well.
I'm like easygoing. I don't complain about much stuff.
Besides
like,
parking. Hey, what's up with the parking?
Well, I mean, come on, dude. It was LA. I want a parking space.
So before we get started, what's the deal with the parking thorn?
Yeah, that's like my one requirement. It's like, is there a parking space?
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, what you're saying is like the vibe is everything, because if you got like a shit vibe, no one cares how good you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also, if a band or half a band don't really get along, that translates on stage. You can tell.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know? So I've been fortunate enough that, I would say 99% of the time I always play with people I really liked.
Yeah. But
As
you.
persons, like regardless if they were good, bad musicians or famous or not or whatever, it's always been people that I wanna like hang out with.
Yeah. But you wanted it, dude. You had the vibration that you wanted. I mean, what was it like? So anybody out there listening, so they could understand from the beginning, what was it like growing up in Chile? And what was the music scene like then? Like, what got you into it? Had to
I
be something. I
mean,
mean, what was the spark?
Chile is a very small place. So when I was like, my early teens or whatever, like we all knew each other, especially in my hometown, which is also small. Like every weekend you would play at like the same high schools or at the same whatever parties and stuff. So there was a scene that wasn't necessarily like based on what genre of music you played. It was more like we're all at the same like age, so I guess we all play together.
Right.
Like the lineup would be like insane. You would have like a singer songwriter chick and then like a black metal band and then funk and then, but we were all friends, so it was like cool. And that was like exciting. Then I grew up and it became more of like a thing, like, oh, I actually want to do this.
Right.
And it's the same thing. It's a small circuit with which at some point you can think it's like it's awesome, everybody knows everybody, but then you're also like there's not much space for you to like seek stuff,
To grow. Yeah.
and not just that, it's like every spot or it's taken already, and it's hard to like find a way in or stay there,
Right. Yeah.
so I started doing a bunch of session stuff, like I would tour with this singer and then this singer or record this. And I loved it. I loved every second of it, but I don't know if it was like super fulfilling,
Yeah.
So at some point before coming to the US, I was like, what's the kind of bigger market similar to Chile, whatever, like a bigger version of Chile? So I went from Chile to Mexico first. Never
Okay.
been to Mexico. I never been on vacation there, nothing. I barely knew a couple people.
What city did you go to?
Mexico City.
Got it.
And
And that was to say, all right, I'm going to do this music thing. I'm going to Mexico.
yeah, I mean, it was like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
My mind always was like, worst case scenario, I come back to Chile and keep doing what I was doing.
Right. See, that's a great
So,
mindset to have. Not many people are like that, think that way. But yeah, keep going.
yeah, I
Go to
mean,
Mexico.
it's
Yeah.
not the end of the world,
Yeah.
like I'm not saying I was never like unhappy in Chile,
Right.
It was just I always felt like, oh, maybe there's more to this,
Exactly.
So I went to Mexico, I didn't know anybody. There was a band playing one night in a club. I went and this is like the day I got there, like the day after, so and I went to check out the show. I'm outside of the club talking. I was wearing like a Public Enemy hat, I remember. This random, rapper kind of looking girl comes to me and say, oh, Public Enemy, like dope hat, whatever. We started chatting, ended up that she was like a somewhat known rapper in Mexico. And that same weekend I had my first gig. It was like
See,
that.
you got that energy though, bro. I'm
She
telling you,
was like,
man.
oh, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a bass player. And she's like, oh, cool, I'm a rapper. And I had no clue, Like, I'm like, oh,
Right.
cool, awesome. I don't know who she is. And she's like, oh, I actually need a bass player. I was like, oh, here's my info, whatever. And then like next day or 2 days later, she like texted me and she's like, hey, so I gotta do this like TV show this weekend. And if you wanna like tag along. And I learned like two songs and we did it. And then I kept playing.
Dang,
And
that's yeah. So that's the first time you work with Taylor Swift. That's sick.
Yeah, the rapper
Yeah.
version.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then no, but it that's kind of like the story of my life. Like I met her And then she had like a super cool DJ that we became super close friends. Then I started doing stuff that with bands he worked with, and then through her I met other people and just like expanded to the point that I was like, okay, maybe I need to do the next step now. What would that be? And I was like, LA.
Well, how long did you stay in Mexico?
3 years.
Oh, okay. So you were there for a minute.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
always say like the first year was amazing because like, I'm meeting people, all these things are happening. I'm
Right.
like, I'm playing gigs like every night. Like one night's hip hop, the next night is jazz, then a wedding, then a private dinner. It was very like hectic but fun.
Right.
Then the second year was like work, 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 and the third year was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Right. Well, because, but do you think that's because, do you think that's because you maxed out like the potential there? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I
Or
think
not maxed out, but you felt like, okay, how much more can I grow here? Does
no, I
this want to keep
mean
doing?
there's for sure way more things and bigger things I could have done. But I like what I was doing was kind of heading that way.
Right.
And then I was like, once I get there in this place, there's no way out. Like, if I become like the session guy for this whatever style of pop artist, whatever, that's gonna become it, and I'm trapped there.
Got it.
And I
Yeah.
was like, that's not really what I want to do. I enjoy being a side man and playing for other people, but I just love the band dynamic and going crazy and jumping around, and I was like, I don't feel like where I'm heading is that. So I went to LA where those crazy people are.
Yeah, right. So exactly.
And that's how we
that's how we met,
met.
exactly. And so yeah, you didn't want to feel like you didn't want to settle. Is that what you're saying? Like you didn't want to
Yeah,
settle.
kinda. It was like it
You knew
wouldn't.
what.
I think I was going in a direction where it would become like a, almost like a job that I have to like dress up and go like an office.
Got it. Yeah.
And what I love about music is the freedom of it,
Right.
So.
And you're saying that when you're doing like birthdays and like weddings and that kind of stuff, or you're a
Well, I mean,
cover
you could
band.
I could still do like big tours with like music that I don't feel I would be the best person representing it,
Got it. Yeah, I get it.
I
Yeah.
just kind of wanted to stay a little more true to myself and
And your personality
like
too,
my
man.
personal aspirations,
Yeah. Well, your personality fits more like that too. You know what I mean? Because it shows on stage, you know? So what was that, you
I
know?
enjoy like performing,
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we do, right? And so, but don't you also think though too, like, you know, people get opportunities, but they might not be good. It also you has also got to be good. You also got to be good at what you do, don't you
Yeah,
think?
but you know what? Like I always say this to like everybody. It's like, and it's not that I don't think I'm good or anything, but it's like anybody can pick up a bass and
Right.
start playing. Just the same way everybody can, grab a bike and start. It's about how much effort you put into it.
Yep.
Like if you think of it like both bass and the bike, it's a physical thing. It's motion,
Right.
So anybody should be able to do it, as long as you are willing to sit down for many hours a day, significantly, and
Yeah.
get to that point. So I don't see it like as a, like I'm a gift to the world or anything.
Right.
But I am very proud of my work ethic,
Which is?
Like if you, I don't know, did I ever show up to one of your rehearsals without knowing any song or late or anything,
No, you're a professional. Besides the
like
parking shit, we were good.
like that's the way I am. Like if you ask me to learn something, I'll learn it. If and learn it to the point of like, okay, I own it. Like it's not like, oh yeah, I'll figure shit out. No. Like if I don't sleep because I have to learn something and be ready and be able to perform how the person that trusted me with their music needs me to perform, like I'd rather not do it,
Yeah, that's and that's rare. That's amazing of you because I remember when we did I did that Fire Inside music video, and that,
Yeah.
that's when I didn't have a band and I was trying to figure shit out. You were the only one that showed up with your bass and was willing to be part of it, you know what I mean? Even
Yeah.
though you knew I was frustrated with music and the way that I was feeling about things and trying to go a different direction. So you've always shown that effort and you showed up as a pro. And so like that says a lot about your character. And that's why I think you have created so much success for yourself, because people pick
Thank
up on
you.
that and people talk, bro. Like you might not hear them talking about you, but they talk good and bad. People,
Yeah,
just
you
how
know,
people
that's just the
are.
way it is.
Yeah, it's just how definitely how it is. So then what
But
was it?
for example, the music video thing, like I always a big part of like let's say career or whatever with me happened of just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a selling clothing event. I'm not a tattoo artist. I'm not whatever. It's like I'll go and see what happens, you know? Like it's worth just like sticking around just to see what happens. And you end up meeting someone that knows someone or can connect you with this. It's like, oh, you like this brand. It's like I know the guy that works there. Oh, cool. You know, and
Yep.
so a lot of my, you know, success or whatever you want to call it happened just from like going to see what happens, you know,
Yeah.
like off or from not saying no to everything just because doesn't meet my standards or whatever. It's like, oh, sounds like a cool hang, sounds like a good opportunity to, I don't know, get out of the house or talk to someone. And every time I made the decision, I was like, okay, you know what, I'll go. I don't care if I don't get paid, if I have to spend on gas, whatever. I was like, I'll go and see what happens. And that's how I kind of, you know, kept going up.
Yeah, I mean, well, and Solon was really good back then too, because they had the music department they had, and they were doing Solon music and stuff. So, but yeah, it's also too like all the lifestyles are connected, with the tattoos and the,
Yeah, I
I mean,
mean it's a LA, you know, it's a giant city, but it's a very small world. Yeah.
yeah, it is. So what was it like going from, okay, so you leave Mexico, you come to LA. Did you know anybody at that point, or you're just like, I'm just gonna go for it?
I knew very random people, and I had a couple like Chilean friends that lived there, but nobody like directly connected to like the people that I wanted to like work with or
Right.
I don't know, like for example, I knew the guys in Suicidal Tendencies from when I met them when they played in Chile, and we kind of stayed in touch and stuff, but I mean it's not like they were like my closest friends and I would like, hey, I'm in LA, like let's have lunch, like it wasn't like that, you
Yeah. So you would go
know.
to shows though in Chile and meet these bands that you
Yeah, because
yeah.
I used to work very amateur, but I used to go to shows and take photos
Oh, okay.
for like magazines and radio stations and stuff.
Oh, cool. So you were
So,
press, basically.
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up linking up with a bunch of bands. And, you know, and at first they would meet me and be like, oh, he's like a fan or a photographer, or whatever. But then at some point they would start seeing like, oh, he's actually a bass player, and not just a bass player, like he's good. And he's playing with this guy that we know, so he must be good enough to play with that guy, and that's how it works, you know?
Yeah, we'd always say that too. Exactly what you just said. If you're on a gig or a tour, if you do good and people like you and you're good at what you do, there's no reason why they're not going to call you back. We always used to say that, when we're out
Yeah.
doing writing and stuff. It's the same with music. It's like I said, people talk, right? So wait, didn't you have a story though? Didn't you go see the Chili Peppers and then later on became friends with Flea? Are you
I
friends with
wouldn't say
Flea?
I wouldn't no, I wouldn't say that.
Well, not friends, but you guys met again later after you had.
We met a few times, but yeah, it was because the first time they came to play in Chile, which I think was 98 or 99, something like that. I was like 14.
Right. But then you cross paths again later after you've had
Well, yeah,
success.
well, I
Yeah.
went to like to the hotel and I had like a vase that was painted with all like chili pepper stuff.
Right.
And I wanted to gift it to him,
Oh,
and
sick.
ended up that we actually, you know, ran into each other, and he saw the bass and all that, and he refused. He was like, "You're a kid. You're learning how to play bass. I can't like take a bass from you," which at first I was like, "Nah, like that sucks." But I mean, now I get it. Like I know what he meant,
Right.
and I'm thankful for it, you know. So
Oh, so
Well,
you showed up at the show as a kid with the bass you
yeah.
wanted to give
Well,
him.
at the hotel, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And then the show was the next day, and I came to the show, and he like called me on stage, and I watched the show like on stage. It was great, like a kid's dream come true.
How did you hook up with that though? How did you get to that level?
I just went, like.
Such good energy. Just
I knew they were staying at that hotel, and I'm like, I'm gonna work my way in. I went and sat at the lobby for like a couple hours until I ran into him.
dude, that's your deal, bro. It's
You
awesome.
know?
I love this story. You know what you wanted to do and you went after it. I think more people need to get that, gr to grasp that, because people won't think they know what they want to do, but they don't know where to start. You're just like, I'm going for it. They're at this hotel, I'm there.
The
Was that
thing is,
like,
like,
was that weird for you,
yeah.
or were you just like, I'm just, did you go by yourself?
My uncle dropped me there because
With
I
the
was like
bass, like,
14, you know?
okay.
And like he kind of like sneaked me in because, like, you know, he's an adult. He didn't look like a music fan or whatever. And he's like,
Right.
he was like, let's just walk in. And we walked in and nobody said anything. And I just sat there and that was it.
Got it.
Like
Oh,
trying
so
to
you
keep,
sat there
like,
and you waited for them to come in.
well, I was sitting on like a couch, and at some point they were already there, but at some point, like, the elevator doors open and Flea came out, and I was like, hey, hi. And that was it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a cool
Yeah.
story. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And
I mean,
then they came to Chile again in like 2002, I think. And I briefly like was able to say hi again and all that. And he like remembered me. He said, oh yeah, how are you?
oh, that's
And
cool.
then like 10 years later, they came to Mexico while I was living in Mexico. And same thing, I knew what hotel they were, and I went there, and I still had that bass.
Oh, you still had the
And
same base you wanted to give him?
yeah, and
Ah.
so I was able to like walk up to him. Randomly, he was there with Danny Trejo, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, wow.
And so I just approached him and I showed him the bass, and when he saw the bass, he remembered. He's like, you are that kid. I'm like, yeah.
Like, you're stalking me, bro.
No, and I told him, he's
I'm
like, hey, you
kidding.
know what? Now I'm grown up. I'm a bass player. I have brands that, like, if I need a guitar, they'll help me. You know, like, I don't really even play this bass anymore. And he has opened the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music.
Yep.
So I told him, it's like, you know, you can have it. You can auction it. You can play it. I don't know. You can get the band to sign it and sell it if you want, whatever. You can raise that money for the conservatory. It's fine with me. Do whatever you want. It's your bass if you want it. And he took it. So he took it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but we're not like I've run into him and said like, hey, hi, for like 2 seconds, but I wouldn't say we're friends.
Yeah, no, I get it. We actually, I was in the same documentary with him called The Other F Word.
I know, I
And
saw that. It's
yeah,
great.
and so I met him and talked to him for a while at that premiere. But I, you know, he's another dude that has this good energy, you know, he is a good energy dude. So, but that's a cool story, man. That's really rad that like but you're persistent, and that's the thing. You know what you want to do. So I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool story.
Like, I mean, remember before I joined Suicidal, we actually went to a show together, remember, in Pomona or something,
Yep.
or Riverside or something like that. And remember, we went there, and again, I was
Yep.
like, let's hang out and see what happens. And we ended up like being backstage, and I grabbed a bass and started playing, and they were like, oh, wow, he knows all the songs and shit.
Yep.
You know,
Well,
and then
that was your opportunity. Yeah, we drove out there. That was like, what year was that, dude?
I think it was Riverside, right? It was like 2014, something
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Riverside. Yeah.
Or 15, maybe, I don't know. But then, you know, and then eventually they needed a bass player, and they were like, well, we know that guy plays bass, knows the song, and, you know, loves the band. So they gave me a shot, you know.
So before we get into dude, we got to get into this. That was your one of your favorite bands, Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah.
So for you to join
I
that
mean, I have
band.
them tattooed and shit, yeah.
Oh wow, that's sweet, dude. I got You Can't Bring Me Down tattooed on my shin.
Nice.
Yeah, bro, come on, Suicidals. But dude, what was that like to like get in like a band like that you was your, you know what I mean? Like your favorite band. That had to be surreal. Like, what's going on?
That's the perfect word to describe it. It's just surreal. Like the small things, you know, like the part of playing, it's fun and it's not, but sometimes I would go like I don't know, especially in the first, you know, couple weeks or whatever, like I would get a text from like Mike Muir, you know, and I'm like, Mike Muir just texted me.
Yeah, giggle and shit. Yeah.
like how
I mean,
cool
I'd
is
be
that?
stoked right now. Like, Mike,
Yeah.
text me. What's up?
You know,
Yeah.
till this day, like he just texted me a couple of days ago. Like stuff like that, you know, but
Yeah.
it's just weird but awesome. And one of the reasons I enjoy it so much, because everybody says like, oh, I'm a fan of the band or whatever, but no, I was like really a fan. Like I went to their shows and
Right.
in Chile, and I would buy their merch, like all that, you know. I knew all the songs, everything. So what was cool is that when that happened and I joined the band, I was already like connected with all the fans, like in, you know, Facebook groups and whatever. Like they all knew of me when I joined the band. So it was like a lot of the fans, it was like, oh, one of us made it into the band, you know?
Yeah.
So it was cool. And then I got to travel and I actually met some of these people that I've been talking for years in their cities, you know, like, oh, dude, I'm coming to, I don't know, New York. Like, oh, let's have lunch. And it became like a cool, like everywhere I went, like I would meet up with people I never thought I would like meet in real life, you know? So it
Yeah,
was
you
really
started to
cool.
network more, basically.
Yeah.
Dude, that's got to be rad, though. I mean, I remember you were helping me move out of an apartment into a
Yeah.
house. I got photos of you doing back wheel hops on my bike, actually on my
Yeah,
pedal.
and I
I got a
remember
photo.
I fell and I almost cracked my head open.
But dude, I remember you when you dropped me off, or when you helped me and you were leaving, and you were like, dude, I don't know what's going on, but I think I just joined a band. You know what I mean? And I was
Yeah, because
like,
I mean, at first it was very like in the air, you know?
yeah.
Like I would get like a text from you know, Dean, the guitar player. And he's like, hey, what are you doing next week? We should jam. And I'm like, oh, dude, anytime, just tell me. And then I wouldn't hear anything for like weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Then he was very like, oh, I'll let you know. And I'm like, ah, shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then one day it was like almost like, hey, tomorrow noon, can you rehearse? And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. You know, it was very
You were ready. Yeah.
not last minute, but I mean, it was like building up to it, you know?
Yeah, they were trying to probably make sure that you were the right dude, which you definitely were. What was that like being with the Suicidals, going from, from just being able to tour everywhere, because they're always got a lot of opportunities, they're always touring,
Yeah.
they're always active. What was that like from, like, being in a band with me and doing random shows here and there and gigs, and then you, okay, full on, was that like, is this okay, this is what I was dreaming of? Was that part of it with you?
Yeah, it was a awesome like learning process too, 'cause like I've never really fully been on a tour bus for weeks and stuff. So I learned a lot just of the process by watching them, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Not just that, like I joined the band at the same time as Dave Lombardo, which was like pfft, you know,
Amazing. Yeah.
like yeah, especially for a bass player, you know, playing with one of the, if not the greatest metal drummer ever
Yeah,
every
dude, you're
night.
like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah. And I learned a lot from Dave. I love Dave. Like I've worked on music for other stuff with him. I freaking love that man. He's incredible.
Yeah, he's badass.
And so if I have to like, I don't know, you know, one word that defines my entire experience is, it was just that I'm like thankful for what happened.
Yeah.
You know, the people I met, the places I went to, the amount of doors that it opened for me, that I moved to LA and then joined like one of the most iconic LA bands ever. It was like, you're welcome everywhere, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's an amazing, I mean, that right there is like such a huge an accomplishment. Like, to, I mean, to join your favorite, one of your favorite bands. I mean, that's a rare,
And then
not many people get that.
yeah, and more than that is like what I was saying is like joining a band that like fully represents the city that I'm trying to like live in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I'm in it, you know. That
Yeah,
was
you're
the feeling.
here.
It's like that was the feeling. It's like, okay, I'm part of this city now, and you know, I can comfortably like, if I want to talk to this artist or this company, where I can go and be like, hey, we should talk, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a dream. That's a dream come true. before me and you jammed together, I did four shows with them, like a little mini thing. And man, I just, every time we do shows with them, the audience is my, you know, those are my kind of people, you know what I mean? They're all
That's the
like,
thing. So the transition to it wasn't like I was jumping in a world I didn't know, because I grew up listening to that. Their fans, I was one of them. Like, so it was very, the only thing that changed is, like, instead of standing in the mosh pit, I was like on stage, you know?
Exactly. It wasn't like you had to put on like you, it wasn't like you weren't into the band, but
Like
you got
I was already
opportunity.
for 20 years wearing a bandana, you know? It's like,
Exactly. It's kind of like it wasn't like a hired gig to where you're like, oh, this band's cool because it has opportunity, but I really don't like the music. You were like, dude, I love this band. I can't believe I'm here.
and I
And
still do, you know, and I
so do
miss it.
I.
I mean, I miss playing with them. I do, especially because, like, my transition into Korn was like in the middle of COVID, so I never felt like, oh man, I never had like one last show, you know?
With them.
Yeah, like I played a last show, but I didn't know it was gonna be the last show. So I'm like,
What
oh man,
was the last show?
in Brazil we did like a free show in a skate park.
Oh, sick.
It was
And that's
awesome. It was a great last gig, if you wanna think of it like that.
yeah.
But I it's like I wish I knew at the moment, like, this is the last one, and you know.
Well then, yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you never know. I mean, Mike's super cool. You guys are still great friends. I take it. So you never know
I
where
told
life will
them, you
take
know,
you.
if one day they need something and I can be helpful, I'm down.
Man, I love to tour with them. I've been saying that for a minute because they work with Monster Music, and I'm like, or just do some shows, you know, because my style of music is similar to that, you know, not the same though, but like, you know, I would love to do more shows with them because they're amazing. And, you know, I love Mike and obviously. But what led you to Korn? Like how did that happen? How did you get into Korn?
That was even more out of nowhere, but you know, it was COVID, and all I could do was pretty much just like record videos playing in my bedroom and post stuff, and you know, collab with other. We did a video, remember?
Yeah, we did a Suicidal
That Suicidal
Tendencies.
song, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, which one was it?
We did it with a wrecker on drums, the little kid, remember?
Wrecker. And then what was the song though? It was
And Ben played guitar. What was it?
what was the song? Let it come to
What
me.
was it?
It was fun though. That was
Yeah.
cool. Yeah. COVID was so weird for that shit,
I know.
but hey, but it
So,
led to other opportunities and it was fun. It kept us going, you
yeah,
know?
you know, like I started, like me, Charlie Benante, and Alex Colney, we were kind of like the first one to do the whole like virtual jam thing.
Oh, for online shit.
We started doing like those like Rush videos, like, and a lot of people like would, you know, a couple of those videos went like viral, if you want to call it like that or whatever. And a lot of people that, you know, have seen me playing with Suicidal, they were like, I didn't know you could play like Rush, you know? And I was like, yeah, dude, you know, I went to like freaking jazz school for like 6 years, you know?
And
And
wait,
I
where was that school at? Was that in Chile or was that in this?
In Chile, yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I can play other stuff that's not necessarily punk rock, you know? So COVID allowed me to like kind of showcase that a little bit, you know? And, you know, I started doing these videos with this person, this person, this person. And at some point, you know, musicians that I admire like started me like following me and stuff, you know? Because they saw that video and, oh, who's this guy? And they would
And then you're
follow
working
it.
with Charlie and like, oh, well, if Charlie's working with this guy must be
Yeah, you know,
credible, you
like
know?
what you were saying, like people talk or whatever, or and
Even I
at
saw that,
some,
I was like, okay, cool, this is rad.
yeah, you know, and at some point we made a video, I don't remember what song it was or whatever, and Ray, Korn's drummer, followed me. We never talked, like he just followed me. I was already following him. And I think the only message we exchanged was like, hey, dude, thank you for following me. Oh, cool, dude. Like, you know, talk soon. And that was it. Something like that. And then I did another video with this drummer called Arik Improta, amazing drummer. He used to play with Fever 333. He plays in Night Versus. Incredible drummer.
Awesome.
Very creative dude. Like, he. You know, he's a drummer, but he makes his video with sounds of like a skateboard and breaking glass and whatever. It's
Sick.
really, really cool stuff.
And I'm listening to you, but I'm also looking up the song we did. Keep talking.
Oh, what was it?
I'm look. It was a,
PsychoVision?
it was in a video game, right?
I think it was PsychoVision. Yeah, it was in Tony Pro, Tony Hawk Pro
Yeah.
Skateboard.
Yeah, it was PsychoVision.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, there we go. Because I was sitting here going, what is the freaking song?
Yeah. So I did, he asked me, hey, can you do the bass for this video? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I did it, like I filmed myself playing, send it to him. And, I don't know, weeks went by and he never like posted it or anything. And I asked him, I was like, hey, all good? Like, let me know when that video is ready. And he was like, hey, I haven't posted it yet because I'm waiting. And Monkey from Korn is gonna do guitars for it.
Got it.
And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So eventually that happened. We posted the video and then Monkey followed me. Again, we never spoke. I didn't even thank him for, he just followed me when we posted the video, like to tag me in it and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And then that was it, and I don't know, like months went by or whatever. And at some point out of nowhere, I get a message from Ray, the drummer. And he's like, hey, dude, what's your number? And I'm like, here's my number. And he's like, okay, cool. And that was it. And next day I get a phone call and from someone at the management company. And they're like, hey, so this is happening. And are you down? And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. And that
Okay,
was
yeah.
it. Like, I never really met them in person until the first time we rehearsed. It was very unexpected.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so somebody in the band had like decided to take a break or was over it or there was an opening. Is that how there was
Yeah.
opening?
Fieldy, the bass player, like needed to deal with some personal stuff.
Got
And
it.
they had like an upcoming tour, and they were like, "Hey, our bass player won't be able to do this tour, so we're looking for someone to fill in." And I'm like, "Are you available?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." I asked him, what do you need me to do? And it was like, oh, if you can send a video, whatever. And I sent them like half a set list, like that same day. I was like, dude, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then, I did that tour and I was like, in a way, I was like, oh man, like this is it. Like it was just gonna be that tour. And then it just kept going and it's still going. And now it's gonna be 3 years.
Wow. And so do you, is are you like, are you in like for good or like if he comes back, then you gotta leave? Is that, how does that work?
I
You ever
honestly
don't
don't
know?
even
Don't even know.
know. I try not to get involved in it because I know it's a delicate situation.
Right.
So I'm just like, I told them when that first tour ended and they were like, oh, we're gonna need you for, I don't know, the next few months or whatever.
Right.
The only thing I asked them is like, hey, it's all cool. I wanna do it. I'm not gonna say no. But I need to know exactly when and what you need from me because I need to tell my guys what's
Yeah,
happening.
and you got to keep money. I mean, you got to survive. You got to take care of yourself. So that, you
Well,
know.
that and I was like, I can't say fully yes until I talk to Mike and see where we're at,
So are you, yeah, absolutely. So are you recording, are you writing music with Korn now too? Like
We've
you're
jammed and stuff, but I don't really know any of the plans or anything. Like I'm not involved in any
of the writing.
no, I mean I help them, but I mean I'm not involved in any of the decisions of what that's gonna become or when or
Yeah.
I don't I ju I'm just there and play bass,
No, I get it. I get no, it's badass. What's the other guy's name in the band?
Well, Jonathan, the singer,
Yeah,
then there's
no.
Monkey, Head and Ray.
Yeah. I think it's Head. He is he the one that's with the whosoevers and
Yeah, he's good friends with like Sony
Yeah,
and yeah.
he yeah, okay, yeah. Because I met him and we clicked. I played a gig and he came out and watched us because it was like, he's super cool, dude. Those dudes are cool.
They're all like, you would think like because of the music and how they look and stuff that they're like, I don't know, dark and serious or whatever. They're like sweethearts
Yeah,
and
they're cool.
super funny people. Like we have a blast.
I
Like
interviewed them
we.
for TV when they first came out.
Nice. We became like good friends really fast. Like we all just clicked.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because
Yeah.
I know they're cool dudes. I've messed with them and I said, have you ever thought like corn's cool, but they never thought of like cream of corn. And they were like, dude, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's
Like, I'm just
a
trying to be, you know, just trying to crack a joke here. Yeah, they're
it was funny
badass.
because like the first time I went there, we rehearsed in Bakersfield, and I just walk into the room, they're sitting there. I don't even know, should I go up to them, shake their hands, or I don't know, like, I don't know. Sometimes you hear that some artists don't even like being looked at,
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna sit here, like tune my bass, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it was Brian, Head, and he asked me, he's like, what hotel did we put you in? And I said, oh, this and that. And he asked me, does it smell? And I was like, the hotel or Bakersfield in general? And they all just like died laughing. And I was
Like
like,
a
okay. And I was like, okay, I'll be fine.
Yeah,
Like, we are
yeah.
good. Like, we can talk shit to each other. We are good. I was like,
I say this to the day. You should do stand-up comedy, bro,
you said it last time we spoke on the phone. And I'm like,
with your
what?
bass too. You could do some cool shit, bro. I'm telling you,
Nah,
man.
that's like my. I love comedy. I admire comedians. I'm a fan of them. I have many comedian friends. The idea of me standing by myself with a microphone, it's terrifying. It's
Yeah,
easy in
well.
a band. I have my bass to protect me. There's other people with me.
Yeah.
You already know that they like the songs they're gonna hear.
Yeah.
The idea of me just speaking into a mic in another language and stuff, it's like just terrifying.
Hey, you never know, man. Maybe you could tell some cool stories and put some jokes in there because you have a personality for it. What was it like though, going from Suicidals to Korn? Because they're both super successful bands and they both kill it and they both have a huge fan base. I feel like Korn has a different level of shows and different things that they have on stage. But that, did you feel like that was like a whole nother level of what from Suicidal was? Not that Suicidal was bad or different in any way.
It didn't feel like such a crazy transition,
Yeah.
but like when it come to like the technical stuff,
Yeah.
like everything was like pretty straightforward. Like Korn is like still like the dudes and the amps, and there's no like in-ears, nothing. It's very raw, just like Suicidal,
Yeah.
and like everything you hear is live. And what the only big difference I would say was more like the rhythm of my life on the road with them. Because
Yeah.
like in Suicidal, we were a very small crew, so it was like everybody kind of had like two jobs, or help carrying stuff and help setting up stuff and help with
Right.
merch or whatever, which I always loved. Like I actually miss that.
Right.
And in Korn, it was more like I would see, I don't know, I would see a case there and I would go and grab it and bring it where it needs to be. And people were like, yeah, stop, what are you doing? It's like, no, that's that dude's job. And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, like unions and shit, probably.
No,
Or just crew people. Yeah,
more
I
like
get
if
it.
I'm doing that, it's like the other guy looks bad,
Oh, I see.
And so I kind of had to learn to like kind of like step back a little bit and just
Just
worry
play
about,
bass.
yeah,
Yeah.
and just worry about the show.
Yeah.
Which was, at first I was like, this is weird, but then I was like, oh, actually it's nice. I get to like walk around the cities,
Yeah. Take some
and
time off. Yeah.
I get my own hotel room. Sometimes with Suicidal, we would share rooms, so it was just that more maybe. But when it comes to like the technical stuff and the show, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to mention, I wrote this down, that you also, along the way, have worked with some other rad people like Billy from Biohazard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
You had him on the podcast, right?
yeah, I ran into
Yeah.
him not too long ago. He's talking about he's got some baka company he's doing, and
Yeah.
yeah, and just I mean, he's that good energy dude, you know what I mean? He's a rad
He's
dude.
this he's when you say like you want something, go and get it, he's like that. He's exactly that.
And we're talking about Billy from Biohazard out there. Anybody that's
Yeah.
listening? Yeah. So, and you guys did, you recorded some stuff with the Billy Bio stuff he was
I
doing, right?
did. I played on both his solo records, and then I did a couple tours with him too.
Did you do stuff with Powerflow too?
I didn't record with Powerflow, but I played one show with them
Yeah. And
on
that's another
bass. Yeah.
Sendog's cool too. Yeah. That's a
Yeah, you had him on the show too. I know.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are all ho old homies. I remember I
Yeah.
interviewed Cypress Hill back at the X Games, like in '99 or something. I mean,
Yeah.
just, you know, just crossing paths and just, you talk about connecting dots and meeting people. I'm
That
the
exact
exact,
that's exactly what I mean, you know,
I'm the
like
same way, brother. Like every time I go out, I meet someone, and it's not like I'm going out for that. It just organically happens. And then you're like, oh, cool. And then you
yeah,
meet
you
this
know.
person, that person. It's just a good feeling, you know?
Like for example, when I started doing stuff with Billy, it wasn't just for his solo record. He has, you know, his recording studio and he has clients. And at some point he kind of realized that, oh, like this guy is a good bass player and very versatile.
Right.
So he would call me to like do sessions, like, oh, this is like a pop thing, and I would play. This is like, I don't know, funky stuff, and I would play on it. And I don't know for sure, but I would think that, for example, when the Suicidal Tendencies people probably saw at some point that Billy is doing music with me, it gives you some validation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, like you said earlier, like, oh, if this guy's working with this guy, I mean, that means that he must be good or decent or a nice person.
I do that. I do that with writing. I do that with comedy. I say, oh, this
Yeah.
person's on this comedy show. That means they're no schmuck. They're working with this guy and this guy or this girl. That means that, you know, they're good at what they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on that show. You know, no one's gonna,
Exactly. So
yeah.
I guess it's the same in every industry, you know?
It is. It really
It's
is.
just a matter of like, there's a big difference in being like, oh, this person I want to connect with always goes to, let's say, these shows or this venue or whatever, and knowing that and not doing anything about it, you know? In my case, I'm like, oh, well, if he goes always there, I'm gonna jump in my car right now, go, and maybe at some point I'm gonna be able to exchange words with him and maybe we connect. I don't know.
Is that, I mean, dude, I'm telling you, that's about getting what my life, just briefly into the comedy world. That's what I've been doing with comedy. Just show up, just meet people, just
Yeah.
go out, just show up. You know, if you want to do it, then you're going to do it. Another dude that you, that actually I interviewed, shift gears here. I interviewed a long time ago for when I worked for ESPN, and he was in the band Suicidals, and then he became Thundercat. You're friends with him as well,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
We
He
are,
was
I mean,
also a,
it's not like we talk every day, but I mean we
well,
know each
no, but
other.
you know, yeah, you know each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
He's, I
remember
mean, he's
he went,
incredible.
he after Suicidal, he went like,
Yeah, 'cause I mean he's a superhero of bass, you know?
right? Yeah. I saw him with photo with
And
Chappelle and stuff on his, like, this
yeah, I
guy's
know. I mean,
killing it.
he's on a different spectrum of what it comes to play bass, you
Are bass players like, and it sounds probably corny to say, but
know?
is there like a community? You know what I mean? Of like dudes that play
Yeah, I
bass.
mean, I consider it a community. I don't know if maybe people are, everybody does or not, but I mean, I see it as a community.
Yeah.
Like for many years, I'm friends with these people that they actually run a face, I mean, somewhat of a group slash magazine social network thing called Bass Players United, and it's all a bunch of bass
Sick.
players, and it's like thousands and thousands of people, and you know, and
Awesome.
when I go to sometimes to cities, they will be, hey, this bass player lives there, you should like hit him up, and oh, dude, come to the show, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
there's a, yeah, I guess it's like that and everything. You know, there's a community with comedy, music, riding, skating, you
Yeah,
know.
dude,
It's all, you know.
even restaurants, you know, it's like, oh,
Yeah.
where are you going? I'm going to Chicago. It's like, oh, my friend has a restaurant there, go and eat. And then it's, oh,
It's
and
so badass, isn't
everything's
it?
connected.
It's so badass.
I
I love
feel
that.
like it's people that, for example, musicians, athletes, chefs, tattoo artists,
Yep.
you know, comedians.
Yep.
It's all people that we kind of have a similar lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So we can become friends in 5 seconds.
Yeah, and you click because you get it. I
It's
mean,
people that if I know, like if I say something about being on tour or performing or whatever, I know you'll get it at first attempt, you know?
yeah, because
When
you
I
got it in
try to
common.
explain, you know, I don't know, a banker what it is going through a show, they'll be like, what? You know, or
Yeah, they don't get it.
like I've had friends or family come to shows and they hang out with me all day during the day. And they're like, this is what you do all day? And I'm like, yeah, we pretty much just sit here and wait and make jokes or prank each other. And they were like almost like disappointed. This is like, this sucks. And I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of like sitting
Because
around, you
they
know?
thought it was because you know, because and that's something I'm going to tap into real quick is that people see like the now, like you see like this now, and they don't see like you know the 6 years you went to school, the 3 years you went to Mexico, the years
Yeah,
of climbing, the years of driving and meeting this
and
person.
then in their heads, it's all like what they see in movies or like in
Yeah.
like it's not the 80s anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you go to a play a show and you are like drunk and partying with six girls around, you're not cool anymore. You know, it's
No,
like
you're like, dude, this
that
is
would get
it.
you like banned immediately from
What
the, you know, nobody wants to work with someone like that.
happened to all these industries, gosh darn
You
it?
know, like
No, I'm just kidding.
so like everybody that sometimes come to a show that doesn't really know how it works. And you know, it's like, oh, let's go, you know, backstage or whatever. And they show up, and it's like, this is what you do? Like, you just like sit in catering every day and just like
Yeah.
talk. And I'm
The
like,
party's on the stage, bro.
yeah. And dude, and you know, we play, and you know, we shower, and then we jump on the bus and go to the next city. So it's not like we even have time to party if we wanted, you know.
I was always that way too when we were riding on the Warped Tour and stuff. Like I couldn't be hungover and do all that riding, man. I was
Yeah.
like, I would be like, you know, people. I was like pretty people. I was pretty mellow,
Well,
basically.
you wouldn't have made it to the where you did it, you know?
No. Also, too.
If I would have joined Suicidal, for example, and first show I get like I don't know in a freaking coma from drinking, they would have kicked me out immediately, and
You're
that was
done.
it. And I'm gonna and everybody's gonna know that that's happened, and that's it. You know? So it's just about keeping your priorities straight, I guess, you know?
Being professional, man. That's what it is. You know, and also too, you've gotten, I wanted to mention this too. You talking about bridging gaps and connecting and stuff is that you've also, you did some stuff with some comedy too, right? Don't you know, homie
Yeah.
that does,
I
the
did
goddamn comedy jam or whatever?
the goddamn comedy jam in Vegas with Josh.
Josh Myers, right?
Yeah. It was so much fun.
So then that's another element of that you brought into that you've been able to perform as with comedy. I
Well, I
mean,
played bass. I didn't tell jokes,
no, but
but
still, though, you were there and you were part of it. And so,
yeah.
like,
I like I said, dude, I love comedy. Like for real, in another life, like I can see myself enjoying being a
telling
comedian,
you, dude, you
but
should do it, bro. I'm telling you.
I just
I
nah.
know personalities when I see it, and like,
I'm
you
too
got,
shy to be a comedian.
I don't know, you get up there, you may change, you know. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to pressure you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, down the road, you want to give it a try, you know, it might be something
I don't
cool.
know.
I don't know, but hey,
I don't
listen,
know.
man, you got an amazing story. Anything before we bounce out of here? Not trying to be cornball or anything, but is there anything you want to tell people because about following your dreams? Because, dude, you're a perfect example of like not from the United States, getting good enough to come here and make it happen, going to the top of the top of these bands. Like, is there anything you could tell kids or anybody, not even kids, people in general, anything? What would be the number one thing you would tell
I
them?
mean, it's gonna sound very generic, but you know, it's
Generic
like,
me. Let's hear
yeah, stay rad. No,
it. Right there on the wall. Right there.
no.
Stay
You
rad.
know, well, yeah, it's do like stay rad, but I don't know, just believe in yourself, be honest with yourself. Like, you gotta be honest with yourself, knowing that you are ready for something, you know.
Yeah. That's
It's
so
not
generic.
like,
That's so generic, dude.
you know, it's not like I buy a tennis racket and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to be a professional tennis player. No,
Yeah.
you gotta put the work, you know. So
And
be honest with
people.
yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody nowadays is like used to like immediate gratification,
Yep.
you know, and when it comes to you could become famous overnight,
Right.
but is that something that in the long run is going to be satisfying, or are you going to feel accomplished, or you know, like
Yeah.
everybody wants to be viral, but even that ends at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, just be honest with yourself, work hard, build a good network, and you know of colleagues and friends and connections, and be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Always be nice, no matter what the situation is. You can always be nice. And just doing that is gonna take you
Far.
places.
Yeah, and I think you said something too about getting a tennis racket and thinking you're a pro. A lot of people think that. Like a lot of people think that. Like I've even met people and musicians thinking like, well, reading books on other bands, they did it this way, so then they go this way, or do th no, dude, you got to come up with your own formula, your own strategy, your own schedule. You got to be able to be an individual with it.
It's
There's no roadmap to this.
discipline,
Yeah.
and at the same time, what worked for me might not work for someone else,
Exactly. Yeah.
but so just, I guess, don't be afraid of putting yourself out there and see what works for you.
Yeah. That
You
was
know,
so that
like
answer
it's
is good.
about giving, if you believe in something and you are honest with yourself and you truly believe you could do it at the level that you think you could do it, give it a shot.
Yeah. That was
You
so
know,
generic though, honestly.
it is, but
No, I'm kidding. And no, life is simple.
I know that's the
I always tell my
thing.
kid three words, never give up, period. That's it. If you
Yeah,
love something, you want it,
it's even tattooed
that's
in your
it.
head.
It's what's on my hand. Never give up right there.
Oh,
Yeah.
what's the one in your head? I forgot it.
Use your head.
Use your head. Oh, yeah,
I
that
should have
makes
got
sense.
check your head because those are the Beastie Boys. Hey,
Well,
so
you
check
have
this
another
out.
side.
I love you, Ra. I'm so psyched for you. I wish you continued success. I know you're gonna always be in the mix. You're always gonna be jamming. You're a
Thank
badass
you.
bass player. Everybody follow you. What's your Instagram and where people could get in touch with you?
Ra underscore Diaz, so RA underscore Diaz, DIAZ, as in sorrow.
And what's up with Korn? You guys got shows coming up?
There's a European tour that starts in July, I believe.
Okay.
And then, like in the fall or something, like September, October, something around those dates. It's actually 30 years of the first record, so they're planning some stuff around that.
Sick. Anybody out there,
Yeah.
go check out Korn, say hi to Ra, you
Yeah, and
know.
I miss you, dude. I hope we can actually hug each other in person soon.
I miss you too, dude. Exactly. I'll come to a show. Are you guys coming to LA soon by any chance?
There's a show in LA October 5th, I think.
Okay, well, that's a ways
That's like
away.
the 30th anniversary of the record.
Well, my birthday is the 11th, so hopefully I'll
Well, there
see
you
you when
go.
you come
Happy
out here.
birthday.
Yeah, dude. And if I come out that way for comedy, you know, because I'm booking gigs and doing a
Yeah,
lot of
dude.
stuff. Yeah, man. So, you know, or music
Maybe
or.
I'll open for you in comedy. I'll do
Dude,
a
I'll
min
bring you up on stage, bro. Come
I'll
on.
do a minute.
Dude, no, yeah, okay, all right, that works. And it get your
No,
feet
dude,
wet,
absolutely
and then
not. Absolutely not.
you could bounce off of me. You know, you could,
I can be like
you could.
like the magicians have an assistant. I can
Yeah,
be I can I'll hold your teeth.
you could stand behind me, okay, and then no one will see
Yeah.
you. And no, but yeah, man, it's so cool, dude. I love you, bro. I'm glad you're doing good.
Thank you for
Life.
having me here. I hope people enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, they're going to, bro. And everybody out there, follow Raw, check them out. And yeah, man, I guess just have a great day and stay rad, brother. I miss you.
You too, brother. Hopefully, I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Stay rad.